SBS Radio.
My name is Nina Paley, and I'm an artist and animator. I made a feature film called Sita Sings the Blues 10 years ago. I just finished my second feature film, Seder Masochism. Before that, I was a cartoonist. I lived in San Francisco, California for a while, and New York City for a while, but now I live in central Illinois.
I must tell our listeners this. I did watch your movie, Seder Masochism. Can you please tell our listeners, what is this all about, Seder? I mean, we all know the Seder, the Passover Seder. Why masochism?
Why masochism? Well, many years ago, I had a Seder, and I called it Seder Masochism because I thought that was funny. So for a title for something about Passover, I thought that would be a good title. But there certainly is a masochistic element in Passover and in religion in general, especially if you are a woman. Seder masochism is about the Passover Seder somewhat. It's about patriarchy in general. It's about the suppression of the goddess and the elimination of goddess worship with the advent of Abrahamism. Wow, what else is it about? It's kind of hard for me to describe it myself. It's a very weird movie. I set out to just tell the story of Exodus and didn't really even think about the overall meaning. Like, the overall meaning didn't really even come to me towards the end of working on the movie. I just set out to make a movie about Passover, which I grew up with.
I think the film is extremely original, very colorful, beautiful, very creative. I can't describe it on radio to our listeners when I'm saying creative and original. It's just really extraordinary movie. It's not the normal cartoons that you go and see, the Passover Seder, or what you've seen, I think, in many other productions and many other movies. Can you tell us what is so special about your movie?
Well, it's irreverent. It is musical. It's very personal. A lot of it is an interview with my own father shortly before he died. My father was the person in my family that chose to raise us observing Passover. Both of my parents are Jewish, but my father came from a much more religious background. What else about Seder masochism? It's funny, and it's also sad.
Why is it sad?
Sad because it addresses a lot of history of wars that have happened over religion, violence, and of course what we've lost in terms of losing female deity, which all people on earth had. Like, the earliest religions all involved some sort of goddess worship, and we don't have any connection to that anymore. State of Israel, there's a bit of sadness about that as well in the film, I think. And there's some sadness in the relationship with my father, the father-daughter relationship.
Because for me, Exodus was always a story of redemption, of from slavery to freedom. It's the time that the Israelites became a nation. So why there is an element of sadness when it comes to Israel? This is the redemption.
That's what we always said at Passover. I mean, when I was growing up, Passover was supposed to be about just the concept of freedom. When I actually read Exodus, I realized that wasn't the case, that it's the Hebrews that are supposed to not be slaves, but it's okay for Hebrews to actually have slaves. So it wasn't about freedom as a general principle, it was about freedom for Hebrews. Also, what I never knew until I finally read Exodus is that the Hebrews murdered each other in the wilderness after the making of the golden calf. I mean, I knew the golden calf story, but I didn't realize it ended with Hebrew-on-Hebrew violence. So these Hebrews that had crossed the Red Sea to freedom ended up getting slaughtered by their neighbors for worshiping a golden calf, which Aaron told them to do. Anyway, those are some sad elements of the story. The saddest of all, again, is the loss of female status and goddess worship.
We are talking to Nina Paley. Nina is the director, the filmmaker of Seder Masochism. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Nina, your first movie was completely different. It was not based on Judaism. It's based on Hinduism. Sita Sings the Blues, that was the name of the movie. Can you tell us about your first movie? Because I was very intrigued.
Yeah, well, Sita Sings the Blues is based on the Hindu epic, the Ramayana. I felt a real connection to that story. Lived in India very briefly in 2002. Really ended up identifying with this character of Sita, who I originally couldn't stand. And I was really inspired to make this movie. It's similar to Sadomasochism in that it is a musical and it is based on a religious story.
Nina, what I was saying, you said it's based on a religious story, but it was not your religious story.
Yes.
How the Hindus accepted it, that an American Jewish producer, director comes and produces a movie about Sita.
Yeah, well, this idea that something is your religion is a curious idea because I'm not actually religious. I was raised culturally. There's, you know, my family is Jewish. I actually think that maybe the best word for me, rather than Jew, because Jew implies some religion, might be Yid, because my ancestors are all Yiddish. They're all from Eastern Europe or Russia or Belarus. So there's that cultural element and the fact that, you know, I'm descended from Jews, but my religion, it's like, what is my religion? I'm not a practicing Jew, and I don't believe in the Abrahamic God. And actually, it was after making Sita Sings the Blues, I related to the Ramayana. I was profoundly moved by the Ramayana. But there's this idea that because I'm not Indian or not South or Southeast Asian or not Hindu, that that is forbidden and I should do something about, quote, my own religion, which ironically is even less my religion than Hinduism is. That was one of the things that got me to actually make Sadomasochism, because there's this idea that I'm entitled to make a movie about Passover because I am technically Jewish in a way that I'm not entitled to do other stories.
I'd like to challenge you on one point, because you said you're Jewish, technically Jewish, and you identify as Jewish. But do you know that the fact that you're Jewish is because your ancestors in Belarus and all the generations, they kept the Seder Passover year after year after year. They kept the tradition and passed it on to you.
Correct. Correct. Passed it on to me through my father. I mean, I don't know if observance of Passover is like sufficient to say that that's your religion. I mean, there are some Christians that observe Passover. I'm actually a little confused as to why more Christians and even Muslims don't observe Passover, since it's a mandate in Exodus and all the Abrahamic religions are grounded in Exodus. But for some reason, only Jews really observe Passover still, except maybe some Jews for Jesus Christians as well. But anyway, I don't know. Observing Passover constitutes a full religious identity.
Well, I mean, as you know, the 20th century, even if you were born Jewish and you didn't even identify as Jewish, somebody would point at you and say, she's Jewish. There's always somebody that will remind you
Correct.
That you are Jewish. We can't really escape our
Correct.
Jewish identity if we were born Jewish.
Correct. It's a matter of me identifying myself versus other people identifying me.
I highly recommend our listeners to go and see Sadomasochism. I think it's absolutely fabulous. And I want to thank you so much for producing and such an incredible movie. Nina Pelli, thank you so much.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.